And in the month of December, it was settled that we should go to Bombay, and he asked me, are you coming? I said, yes. I asked my mother, can I go to Bombay? Baba is going to Bombay.
And go.
And then took us about, we reached in January or sometime, I don't know, then we stayed on Cherni Road in Munshi Saab's place, one of the Muslim followers of Baba, a very good man, very, very good man.
What about the journey to Bombay?
On foot. The journey to Bombay from Pune was on foot. On the first day, you know, we were given sort of, we marched in twos, like the army soldiers. Gustaji running back and forth, trying to keep the line. And within 1 mile, he got tired out running back and forth. So he started walking like ourselves.
How many of there were you?
Maybe 20, I suppose. Yes, Hindu Mandali, Muslim Mandali, Ramju Bhai, Doctor, Khaksar, Gustaji,
Pendu,
Slamson. Slamson, that is Baba's brother. He was not Slamson then, I think. I don't know. And I was not Padri then, mind you. I am still known by my original name as Faridun. Pendu is Aspandiyar. Jal was there. Well, anyway, we went and slept in the open. We cooked ourselves. And for 80 miles, we did walk in stages. While on those mountains there, which you encounter while coming by train, you know, you climb up the Bombay Ghats. There was one ex-police inspector with us who knew the shortcut to that road. And I followed him. And another one, we three just went by the shortcut. That means we missed the Mandali. The Mandali went ahead and we were not seen. They looked over the shoulder. We three were absent. Even then, the Mandali marched on. And being the shortcut, we were ahead of them. The Baba asked, where were you? Then the old man Sayyasab says that we took the shortcut. The Baba says, no, don't take any shortcuts. Always remain with the Mandali. So thenceforth, we remain with the Mandali. Anyway, we came as far as Panvel. That is about 45 miles or 50 miles from Bombay. Everybody was fagged out. Everybody was tired. And somehow or other we hired a bus. The driver was an Iranian in whom I knew in Pune. He had an old Ford bus. And in that we all loaded ourselves and marched over to Bombay and came to Bombay and stayed with Munshi Saab. There, of course, the others were sent out to hire a bungalow. Manzile Meem was found out. And partitions were made into it to accommodate cubicles for two each. The Mandali being plenty, you know, it's a huge hall and small, huge rooms. So cubicles were made in the bungalow. And each was allotted a companion and one room. There, the regime was so very strict that we had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. The first thing was that, 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 to 5, cold bath, 5 to 6, prayers and meditation. Prayers, everybody did it according to his own religion. And
what was your diet then?
Dal and rice, morning tea, bread and butter, and afternoon dal and rice mostly, and in the evening bread. No chapatis then, it was only bread, bakery bread, and some vegetable. That's all.
What were your duties, your work?
Yes. Many people were given jobs, outside jobs. I was going in an iron fabrication workshop, where I was learning the turner's trade. Sarosh went to a motor workshop to learn motor trade. Adi went to Commerce College, where he was learning his BCom. And in like manner, others were given the jobs. So, Myself and Sarosh were constant companions. Sarosh was somewhere in between, and I was at the far end, but Sarosh always came in the afternoon to have lunch with us. And the job I was on was gotten by Munshi Saab. He was in the PWD department when Bagber reclamation scheme was on. The pays we got was to be given over to Baba. Not a single copper was to be kept by us. So, Sunday was the day off only, and the orders were so strict that we should not correspond with the family, read no newspapers, read no signboards, but read only the tram or train boards. Your train arrivals and train departures, nothing beyond. Nothing beyond. Leave Manzile Meem straight for work. Go to work, pass your time there, board your train in the evening and come back to Manzile Meem again. You shall not go anywhere else, and nobody did. By that time, what was happening in Manzile Meem was Baba's concern. Khak Sahib was there, Asar Sahib was there, and Dr. Ghani was there, and he had given them some work to write. And the evening after we came from work, you know, we either played cricket or seven tiles or atya patya. And that's how we passed the time. Once I'll tell you, he said that the Mandali should keep a fast. All being raw recruits and young, never known a fast all our lives, you know. Well, we had to keep a fast. Well, during that time, after Baba said that you all will keep a fast from morning till night and you will eat at night, Ramji all of a sudden asks Baba, should we swallow our saliva or should we spit it out? Since that question was put, Baba says you spit it out. So that's an additional disadvantage for us, you see. So we started and we sat on the steps of the bungalow and started spitting out. We couldn't swallow it. You see, it's a custom with the Mormons. Mormons, though Muslims, don't swallow even the saliva. So he being a Muslim, he asked Baba the question and Baba picked it up. He said, yes, you don't swallow the saliva, you spit it out. All right, we just, in our mind, we did curse Ramju, so he couldn't help it. Anyway, by about 1 o'clock or something, Baba asked each other, everybody, you know, all of them called, you see, there was a ship's gong and announcement. When the ship's gong went, it meant that we all gathered in the dining hall where Baba used to meet. That was also the meeting hall. And he just looked at each other, you know, he asks one, do you feel hungry? Yes, Baba. Do you feel hungry? Yes, Baba. The third man, yes, Baba, but I am more thirsty. All right. It's not far off now. Only 5-6 hours more and you'll get your food. We all thought that he was going to give us something, you know. All right, we go back. All dried up, talking to ourselves. How long are these 4 hours going to take, you know? After about an hour or so, again the gong goes and he says, he asked again the same question. You feel hungry? Yes, Baba. Well, you feel thirsty? Yes, Baba. It's all right. He just deputes one man to get 4 bottles of syrup. Huge bottles, you know, 20-ounce bottles. From an Irani shop, and he says, I'll give you sharbat. Sharbat means syrup and water. Cold drink. No, at least that brought us some... We got rejuvenated, sort of. At least let us have a glass of cold drink. All right. Those 4 bottles come, a huge vessel comes, and he tells Masaji, here, Masaji, make sherbet out of this and pour in all the 4 bottles. Yes, Baba, he said. Now, we are all waiting like hungry wolves when these glasses are about to be served. After the sherbet, Baba was just absent there, and Baba comes in again. And he's about to serve the sherbet, and he asks Mataji, have you put in all the 4 bottles? He says, no, Baba. Why not? Oh, it would make it very sweet. Baba flares up. He says, did I not tell you to all put in all the four bottles? Go on, lift up this pot and throw this old sherbet, all sherbet, in the gutter. Finished. Well, the glass was about to come to our lips. It's gone back in the gutter. We are all shrunk again. All right. Go on. Go back. Go on. No sherbet. Get out. We all of us went back and we just started cursing Masaji. So why did you not put that bottle? In about half an hour, he again the gong goes and calls us. And he calls, I think, this time 3 bottles. And he enjoins Masaji, now Masaji, you put these 3 bottles inside, mind you. Then, of course, the sherbet was made and handed out, you know. And did we enjoy that? Yes, sir, we did. And the life there, you know, was very, very strict. We all being novitiates, you know, not knowing anything about this path. Baba's teaching was stern. It was not cruel. Stern, that is, to teach us for our own good. For our own good, that's all. He was not cruel. At the same time, he was stern but loving. And once, to emphasize the idea of obeying his orders literally, an occasion arose and Baba took advantage and he just taught us how. So at 9 o'clock, you know, after dinner, we again used to congregate in the dinner hall, and Baba used to talk about something, about the day's work, or writing, or anything, or explanation, Upasthing Maharaj, Baba Jan, anything. Then 9 o'clock, the gong goes, and he says, all right. He just says, go on, go to bed, go to sleep. Well, naturally, everybody before going to bed attends to his necessities, washing the mouth or just going to the bathroom or attending to his necessities. And everybody was doing that. In about 7 or 8 minutes, and again the gong goes. Everybody congregates in the dining hall. Baba asked the question, what were you doing? First man, Baba had gone to the bathroom, I had gone to the lab. Well, what were you doing? Baba was talking to Sarosh. Yes. You, what were you doing? Baba was washing my face. You, were any of you in bed? No, Baba. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? You asked the question to one of us. Baba, you told us to go to sleep. Then why are you not in bed? Didn't I tell you to go to sleep? None of you were in bed. Is it not a fact? Look, this time I am forgiving you. When I tell you to go to bed, you shall go to bed immediately. And if you want to get up for any of your necessities, you shall lie down for 5 minutes in the bed and then get up. Then you will have obeyed my orders. You will not have broken my order. This is how you obey me. When I tell you to do a thing, you do it literally. Otherwise, don't come here. Go on, get out. If you want to follow me, if you take me for your guru, you shall do as I tell you to. Otherwise, get out. Now, from that day onwards, you know, the first thing after the 9 o'clock gong went, we spread out our bedrolls, lay down on it for about 5 minutes, and then we got up. No more trouble later on. In like manner, you see, Baba was a taskmaster. Sternly, he taught us. He did teach us. But it had to be stern, because we were absolutely raw, all of us. He did tell us to go to bed, but naturally everybody would just attend to his necessities and go to bed. That was not the point. Go to bed means go to bed. So to enjoy in following his orders, you know, he emphasized how to obey the master. And that was the first lesson.